Jimmy Fallon said, Congress has reached a deal to raise the debt ceiling for 2 months. I'll tell you what I think. Just do what Netflix does and raise the ceiling a little bit each month and nobody notices. Gobert, this means America will remain solvent and free from financial calamity until December 3rd. Conan O'Brien tweets, how bored am I? I know all the characters in the progressive cinematic universe. John Oliver took issue with a Reuters report revealing that AT&T helped create and fund One American News. Oliver says, turns out AT&T's been up to some crap, and it's worth noting AT&T is still technically our business daddy, making OAN our business step-sibling, and not in a hot way. Oliver then showed a clip of an OAN broadcaster with the opinion that anyone who worked the 2020 election, including poll workers who ran voting machines, is guilty of treason, which would carry the penalty of death. Oliver showed a photo of an elderly woman at a polling place and said, are you really saying those who ran the voting machines could be traitors? You mean Dolores? Dolores, who lives down the street, who volunteered to spend 12 hours of her, let's face it, dwindling NCIS watching time, doling out participation stickers to voters? All right, death to Dolores, I guess. While we're still technically related, AT&T, let me say this. You're a terrible company. You do bad things and you make the world worse. Please don't bother keeping in touch once the merger is complete. Although that really shouldn't be a problem for you. You're AT&T. It isn't like your messages go through anyway. From Vice, Chinese women are dumping their boyfriends over a feminist comedian. If young women in China want to know if their male partners support gender equality, there's a good way to find out. Talk to them about Yang Li, who's a stand-up comedian who's turned into a feminist icon for her mockery of men. The 29-year-old called men average yet confident. She joked that if a man proposed to her, he would probably just want to beat her up. A reference to domestic violence that often goes unpunished in China. Facing criticism, she said men turned frenzy and hysterical when they were unhappy, just like women. On a platform popular with anti-feminists called Zhihu, many men vow to stay away from Yang's fans. One said, I used to hate Yang Lee, but now I like her. Isn't she a great filter? If you date a feminist and get married, you have to hand in all your salaries. Your children may not bear your surname. Andy Kindler took to Twitter. He's quite interested in Dave Chappelle from @AndyKindler. Can you imagine giving a stand-up ovation to ignorant hate speech? Thank you, Dave, for making us feel good about despising others. Kindler continued quoting Chappelle from the special when Chappelle said LGBTQ, LMNOPQYZ. Kindler said, I apologize for not stressing how wildly unfunny this Netflix show was. He's fighting for his right to do garbage material. It's embarrassingly terrible. Then on Monday morning, some more tweets. The comics who don't kill it anymore with their homophobic chunk are the real victims. If Ricky Gervais can't do his Caitlyn Jenner woman driver jokes and Dave Chappelle can't cart out a classic Adam's apple riff, why have comedy? If I can't react to something I don't understand with misplaced rage, why call myself American? Chappelle thinks going all the way means quadrupling down on his rage against those most damaged by the machine. I thought Dave Chappelle was going to cry when he lamented Kevin Hart losing his lifelong dream to host a boring award show. Now that's acting. Speaking of Kevin Hart, I saw this from Comedy Hype, who has the headline, Kevin Hart doesn't think Cat Williams is in the top five greatest comedians. Let me read that again. Kevin Hart does not think Cat Williams is in the top five greatest comedians. Is that news? Does anyone think Cat Williams is one of the top five greatest comedians? Does Cat Williams think Cat Williams is in the top five? Let me ask another question. Does Kevin Hart think Kevin Hart is in the top five greatest comedians? Now, for including comedians, let's just make this easy. I'll go real quick. Carlin Pryor, Lucille Ball, Bob Hope, and you get one more. Is that fifth one Kevin Hart? I don't think so. If we limit it to stand-up, I'll go again. Pryor, Carlin, you have three spots left. Bob Hope was pretty good at stand-up. Maybe you don't want to go back that far. Jerry Seinfeld? Probably takes up one of your three spots. Chris Rock? Probably takes up one of your spots. Are you putting Kevin Hart in the top five? Are you bouncing Eddie Murphy? Kevin Hart doesn't think Cat Williams is in the top five greatest comedians. Neither do I. From Chortle, Jimmy Carr lost his patience with a heckler at a stand-up show and had the heckler thrown out. The footage shows Jimmy Carr interrupting his show on Thursday to intervene from the stage as security staff tried to eject a disruptive man near the front of the auditorium. Jimmy Carr tells the bouncers, guys, stop negotiating with him and get him out of the effing building. He got a lot of cheers from the rest of the audience when he did that. Get him out of the room. Carr then apologized to the audience, saying it very occasionally happens. Carr acknowledged it was slightly awkward, but he said he wasn't prepared to continue to put up with it for the sake of those sitting near the heckler. In the video, Jimmy Carr's personal security details appears from the wings, and Jimmy Carr instructs him, "Steven, effing have him." The audience chants Steven's name supportively. Jimmy Carr says, "Steven does my security. He does not give an F." The man was dragged away, with Jimmy Carr telling him, "You've done this to yourself, mate. If it's any consolation, I'll keep the money. Don't forget to buy my book." One audience member, Mandy Cope, told local website Dorset Live, "Initially, they weren't being abusive, just annoying, thinking everyone was enjoying their constant interactions, which were interrupting Jimmy's flow and the audience enjoyment. Jimmy let them know they were being annoying with his banter, but they were loving this attention and did not take the hint." Another punter, love the phrasing, Craig Horrocks, added, "Jimmy Carr handled it like only Jimmy Carr could. He absolutely ruined the bloke. The rest of the show, once he removed, was brilliant. Let me make this easy for you if you attend a comedy show. Shut up. You're not funny. Let the comedian tell the jokes." Man, this is awkward. The last thing I said before the break was, "Shut up, let the comedian tell the jokes." But I am the Carlos Mencia of promoting other podcasts, and I'm going to steal some jokes now from at All Pro Lines. You know All Pro Lines. It's the podcast I check out every Tuesday. Kostaki Economopoulos, professional comedian, and Aaron Hodges, friend of professional comedian. They talk football and they do jokes. There's also a great Twitter account, at All Pro Lines, from which I will steal jokes despite my prior advice to shut up and let the comedians tell the jokes. After all, I am the Carlos Mencia of promoting other podcasts. From at All Pro Lines, Daniel Jones got his bell rung so hard the stock exchange opened. Calvin Ridley did not make the trip to London due to personal reasons. The rest of the Falcons were like, "You can do that?" The Falcons got up 17-0 and then did nothing for 2 hours. The last time the English saw a worse defense against Jets was World War II. Come on, that is an effing awesome joke. High five, Kostaki, Aaron, All Pro Lines, wherever you get your podcast. Finish this episode out because we're going to talk Chappelle. And then download and follow All Pro Lines wherever you get your podcast. Come on, football and jokes, you can't do better than that. I've been so distracted with the Chappelle-ness of it all. I wanted to circle back to Becky. Becky went to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews last week and posted a picture. Now, the picture is supposedly a bunch of sixth graders watching Bob's Burgers. Now, two things there. No, I'm not doing the usual bit. Two things. On Sunday, I defied the entire audience to show me video of someone watching Bob's Burgers when it was allegedly on Fox at 9 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Not one of you did. You know why? Because Bob's Burgers is not an actual TV show. It is a hoax perpetrated by Fox, scamming the Emmy committees. I don't know what everyone's trying to do, but two questions. Have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? No. Have you ever met anyone who's seen Bob's Burgers? No. Now, during the football game, I flipped over to Fox at about 9:14. They had a test pattern up. I'm telling you, next Sunday, when you think Bob's Burgers is supposedly on TV, switch over to Fox. There's a test pattern up, I'm telling you. Anyway, Becky, thank you for the coffee, and your Photoshop skills are excellent. It almost looks like the kids are watching Bob's Burgers, but of course we all know that is impossible. I have not visited Gossip Corner in a few days. This from the IBI Times. Trevor Noah is done with his mega mansion in the opulent Bel Air neighborhood of L.A. The comedian has listed the property amid his on-again, off-again relationship with actress Minka Kelly. The Daily Show must pay well, because Trevor Noah is selling his luxurious estate for $29.75 million. He bought it in December 2020, which, check your watch, is not long ago at all. He bought it for $27.5 million in December 2020. It's October 12, 2021. He's owned this thing for 10 months. He bought it amid his then-flourishing romance with Minka Kelly. The New York Post said at the time, sources said Trevor Noah was keen on planning his future with the 41-year-old actress. The Bel Air mansion comes with 6 bedrooms and 8.5 bathrooms. It includes a gym, a screening room, a sauna, office space, and an infinity pool. The gated property also has a security booth and a separate staff entrance. Jeez, Trevor Noah. Fans were shocked when the couple reportedly split in May. However, in June, the rumored exes turned heads when they were spotted together in New York City. Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly have been spotted together on several occasions since then. An insider told E! News last month they were actually working towards rekindling their romance because they still have feelings for each other. The tipster added, "Nothing's official between them. They're spending time together. She hasn't moved back into his place or taken big steps forward, but Trevor Noah apparently owns a $29.75 million house, and he's selling it." Jeez. Vulture writes, the first time I saw Dave Chappelle on television, I thought, this guy's funny, but he's getting canceled. I'd seen Half Baked, Blue Streak, and 200 Cigarettes, and I came to Comedy Central's Chappelle Show expecting more caustic stoner wit. The Clayton Bigsby sketch that closes the series premiere, where the black white supremacist attends Ku Klux Klan meetings and outlines his ghoulish worldview while hilariously unaware of his own skin color, situates him on the list of minorities he says he can't stand, was the kind of sketch that drew complaints in that time when conservative groups took aim at the musicians and edgy humorists that didn't fit their wholesome family values agendas. Shock jocks face massive fines for using indecent language on terrestrial radio, and song lyrics were blamed for listener behavior. The rest is legend. Dave left his own show for the comfort of rural Ohio at the peak of its success, and we didn't hear much from him over the next decade. Then he signed a Netflix deal for a series of stand-up specials where repeatedly we ponder the question of whether Dave Chappelle just got himself canceled. Chappelle is a master of pressure point work of transgressing towards profundity. He isolates absurdities we take for granted. He shakes us out of the comforts of our conditioning. He asks why we take what we've been taught about the world at face value, and why don't we just come up with a framework that fits us better? Sketch comedy was the perfect setting for Chappelle's ruminations about race and class. Inside the confines of a sketch, Dave was able to reveal our ugliest tendencies, wielding the God-king power of a comedy writer seemingly lacking in fear or reservations while maintaining a safe distance from the actions of his characters. Beneath a flurry of punchlines and quotables, his sketches were dioramas of American disorder. The show ended in part because Chappelle started to worry that his intentions were being misconstrued and his comedy was getting to people who lacked the proper context for it. It's fascinating, then, that the Netflix specials have devoted so much time pointing out that Chappelle no longer cares if you understand or appreciate his intentions. Vulture adds, the hang time between the thoughtful setup and the questionable payoff typifies the experience of watching Dave Chappelle post-hiatus. He almost wants you to overreact. You can feel him priming for a strike. You hope it lands smoothly. Occasionally, it does. Dave works crowds like a boxer. He keeps you off balance. How much you enjoy the closer will depend on whether you're able or willing to believe the comic and the human are separate entities and to buy that the human loves us all and the comic is only performing spitefulness for his audience. As someone who walked away from $50 million, in part because it freaked him out that a show could get a white person to laugh freely at racial stereotypes, the question is, where is that guy? Foggy thought processes threatened to drown out the closer's best jokes, and not in the thrilling way the 8:46 bit sucked all the air out of the room by refusing outright laughs. This time, he's going for the predictable jabs and rehashing takes that were old hat 5 years ago. His head is up his ass. He needs new ideas. I hope he enjoys the break. I hate feeling like I will too. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. If you enjoy what I do, buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I appreciate feedback at the Facebook group, which is Daily Comedy News Podcast, or the Instagram at Daily Comedy News. See you tomorrow.